About 70 years ago, Aldo Leopold and his family began planting thousands of pine trees on the family's now famous stretch of land along the Wisconsin River, near Baraboo. Not all of the trees survived, but one of Leopold's daughters, Nina Leopold Bradley, says the effort taught lessons.
We learned a great deal about ecology. We learned a lot about how to work and work hard, and how to enjoy our family, to live simply on the land. And of course, we're reaping the results of it now. In old age, we are seeing this beautiful mesh of prairie, hardwoods, and pine trees.
Bradley says some of the pines were cut 30 years ago to help build houses for her and her brother. Tonight, at a ceremony open to the public, hand tools will be used to fell another tree. Logs from the pine will be used in the Legacy Center the Aldo Leopold Foundation is building. The center will be about a mile from the famous Leopold Shack and will be on the site where Aldo Leopold died in 1948. Leopold Foundation Executive Director Buddy Huffaker says adding buildings in the memory of a naturalist who promoted a simple life was a difficult decision.
And one that Foundation has wrestled with both at the staff and board level, but ultimately the interest and demand in Leopold that continues to grow seems to outweigh the opportunity of any potential negative impact to the landscape.
The center will follow green building principles and cost roughly $4 million. The Leopold Foundation is trying to raise another $3 million to repair the shack and restore some of Leopold's original works. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.